Thank you, Madam Chair, and I will try to be brief given that we are a little bit less than 10 minutes away from the lunch break. So I think I was wrong with my counting. The letter I referred to referred actually to 5 topics, and I think I said 4 before. We already covered 2, the strategy implementation and the rules of procedure. And then there are 3 more topics that were covered in the letter. So the letter also requested your input to 3 activities. One is the ECE Road Safety Action Plan for the Decade of Action for Road Safety 2021-2030. The other is the work of the Commission that is focused on information and computerization technologies and the intelligent transport system. And the third is, again, ITC work on climate change mitigation activities and what should be the action-oriented option taken by both the Inland Transport Committee as well as its subsidiary bodies. So now I will briefly go through one by one. For the plan of the Decade of Action for Road Safety, you actually may recall that there was also a plan prepared for the previous decade, 2011-2020. On the left-hand side of the slide, as well as in the document, informal document number 3, we referred to the different areas in which on which this old plan for action focused on, and I highlighted 2, which referred to the work of Working Party 24. One was related with technologies for safer mobility, and the other was about improving cargo safety. So I think those 2 relate to our current work. One is still on our work on CTU code, and the other is about the work we are doing on technology that is focused on technology. So digitalization and automation that we have been discussing during the workshops as well as in our session is part of this. I then would like to draw your attention also that, of course, the typically the plan of ECE for the Decade of Action is building on what is the global plan. In the previous decade, the 2011-2020, there were also 5 areas. The first one, however, was the overall management. That was an overarching area of work. And this time around, you can see that there is also multimodal transport and land use planning that was included in the global new plan for the Decade of Action for Road Safety 2021-2030. If you would look into this new global plan, you would see that there's a lot about multimodal transport, but it's much more meant on the side of passengers, which we, of course, highlighted in the document. At the same time, I think one should not be forgetting about the aspect of multimodal transport on the cargo side. That is, of course, linked with the CTU code. More lorries and possibly increase the risk for more incidents involving these road vehicles carrying heavy road vehicles carrying cargo. So I think that sort of gives a good opportunity for you to suggest that the issue of model shift from road to other modes of transport, especially rail, is also of importance to improving road safety. I think here, of course, 2 aspects can be further looked at. So we promote modal shift for freight transport from road to rail and inland waterways. So we promote intermodal transport. And on the other hand, this work that we are discussing separately, setting of the targets for the market share of intermodal transport. So increase, hopefully, intermodal transport. I mean, there's still work that we have to do, but we trying to be positive, on this, so that we will be able to set up those targets. We may actually, and of course you see that this is for the decade 2030, so I'm positive that by then, clearly targets can be set, that this is maybe something you would want to refer to. Next slide, please. Okay, then on the activities of in the field of computerization technologies, ITS, and so on and so forth, I think we had two successful workshops, I think that we can provide the outcomes from those workshops into the as an input to the commission session that is on digital and green transformation for sustainable development in UNEC region. I think we have drawn important lessons learned from the workshop, and that they may be helpful then for the discussion happening at the commission level. And also because, as you know, that we contribute to the roadmap on ITS, we can also, as we already agreed, we will provide input in this regard, as we can see that, of course, the ITS roadmap may be the relevant source for providing of information to the next commission session. And finally, on the third issue of the climate change mitigation activities, I think we all agree that intermodal transport is a green solution. It's again connecting the modes in a way that the best result can be achieved. So here again, I think by strengthening intermodal transport, by expanding it, so by increasing the share of intermodal transport vis-a-vis especially road, we can achieve better results, and we can also decrease the greenhouse gas emissions. So again, assuming that we can be successful in setting up targets, this is something that could be referred to. Then we also believe that this working party did a really good job in preparing the handbook for the national master plans for freight transport. This handbook is pretty much on how to make freight transport and logistics more sustainable, and I think we refer there in the handbook to quite some options that allow to optimize infrastructure. So the approach is don't build more to absorb, but optimize to absorb more carriage. And also we have action that are aimed at environment protection, and so the decreasing the emissions. And I think if you like and agree that we can provide this as an input to the document that will be elaborated for the next meeting of the Inland Transport Committee. Right on time, Madam Chair, that was, I think, my last slide here. Thank you.